Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Tzadi Hey. We are on Tzadi Dal Adam Abayz. And today, if we would call it, is Yishbi Benov Day here in Daf Yomi Land. And Hashem, we will get to one of those amazing stories from Perek Chelek and all of Shas on today's daf. It comes up. We'll get there. But first, we are still on Tzadi Dal Adam Abayz. We are right after the parentheses, right? We just spoke about more issues of Sancherev and Chizkiyahu, and now we get into Amar Rav Huna, right after the parentheses. Esr Masos Nasa Oso Rasha Baoso Yom. On that day that Sancherev came to destroy Yerushalayim, there were 10 travels. There were 10 things that he had to, 10 places where he stopped on that day. Again, the simple interpretation of the pasuk might not be that, but Chazal understand each word in this pasuk as a phrase of a place where he stopped. Shneamar ba el ayis aver avar b'migron right lemichmas yafkid kelav. All of these are many of these places. Names are places that we know today. Michmas yafkid kelav avru ma'avara. Geva Malon Lanu. Geva is a place. It was a Malon for us. Charada Harama. The Rama was in fear. Givat Shaul Nasa. Sahali Kolech Bat Galim. Hakshiva Laisha. Aniya Anatot. Anatot, where Yirmiyahu is from. Nadada Madmena. Yoshvei Hagevim Heizu. So Chazal Darshan, that each phrase, each of those words are a place. And in that way, we are able to understand that he went, he traveled very quickly, meaning it was miraculous. One might say it was miraculous that was the day that he was going to, again, after having destroyed the rest of Eretz Yisrael and exiled the 10 tribes, he was heading towards the crown jewel, Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, one second, Hani Tuva Havyan. There's more than 10 on this list, right? So what do you mean there were 10 masos? There's more than 10. Says the Gemara, some of them don't count. Sahali Kolech Bat Galim. Bat Galim is not a place. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, through the Navi, is talking to Bnei Yisrael. Sahali Kolech Bat Galim. Navi Hu Dekamar Lalo Knesset Yisrael. That's the Navi talking to Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean? Sahali Kolech, your voice should be joyous. Bat Galim. Bito Shel Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov She'asu Mitzvos Kegalei Hayam. That there were the Bat Galim, Gal is a wave. So to the daughter of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who did mitzvos, like the waves of the sea. Right? Why dafka the waves? A mitzvah is a wave. A wave is something big, but a wave doesn't stay big. A wave then goes down. It goes up and down. Maybe that's a message for us also. It's not that inspiration lasts every second. We're not doing mitzvos every second. Even the avos, we have some amazing filled days, and then there are days that are the wave goes down. It's a little lower, but that's life. Life is ups and downs, and that's like a wave. She'asu mitzvos kegalei hayam. Or one might say a wave is very strong, and it acts with fury and emotion. And that's how we have to do mitzvos. We have to do mitzvos with emotion, like a wave, very strong. Not to do it in a dry way, so to speak. But that's also, again, different in the messages. Number two. Next, Hakshiva Laisha. So that one also is not a place. That's listen, Laisha. What does that mean? Mehai lotistafi. Bnei Yisrael are being told by Yeshayahu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to be worried about Sancheref. He's not the one that's going to bring the downfall. Mehai lotistafi, ela istafi mi Nebuchadnezzar harasha. The Matil Ka'aryeh, be scared of Nebuchadnezzar, who is compared to an Aryeh. And what's amazing is you don't realize it based on context, but when Yeshayahu HaNavi gave this nevuah to Chizkiyahu, Bavel wasn't even a blip on the radar at that time. They were not a world power. Asher was the world power. And now, Yeshayahu HaNavi is saying, don't worry about this world amazing power who's destroyed the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Worry about that little kingdom, Bavel, that's not even on the world scene yet. That's the Koach of a Navi. That's Yeshayahu HaNavi that says that. Again, Yirmiyahu lived much later. Yirmiyahu lived 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He started giving Nevuah. So already in his day, they already saw what was, could have seen if they would have listened what was going to happen. This was even more amazing. But Yeshayahu says, be scared of Nebuchadnezzar. That is who is compared to in Aryeh, to a lion. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Allah Aryeh Misovcho, the lion has gone up from its place. The Gomer. So that's also Laisha, Laish is also a language that we'll see of a lion. My Aniya Anatot, what does it mean, Aniya? Right, the answer of Anatot, Asid Yirmiyo ben Chilkiyo, Umisnabe Alei Me Anatot. Yirmiyo Anavi is going to prophesize about the Beis HaMikdash from Anatot. Anatot was one of the city of the Kohanim. Yirmiyo was a Kohen, and he came from that city that was close to Yerushalayim. Tichsiv, Divrei Yirmiyo ben Chilkiyo, Min HaKohanim Asher Ba'anatot, Be'eretz Binyamin. The first pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyo introduces him. Midam, he says to the Gemara, wait a minute, how can you say, going back to, that Laish is a reference to Vunim Vuchanetzar? Hasam Ari HaChalayish. There's different words used. How can you say that's referring to Nebuchadnezzar? Amr Yochanan, Shisha Shemos Yesh La'ari. A lion has six names. Ve'elu, or six words in Tanakh that refer to a lion. Eluhein, Ari, Kfir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, Shachatz. Six different words that refer to a lion. If you look in Rabbi Slifkin's Torah Encyclopedia of the Animal Kingdom, he goes through each of these words. What exactly does it mean? A young lion, a female lion, an attacking lion, all the different details with pictures going through all of the times where in Tanakh it talks about these types of imagery. But again, a lion is the symbol of power, the symbol of Malchus, right? Yehuda is compared to a lion. He's not the only Sheva. There are really two Shvatim. Dan is also, again, Yehuda is the one. Malchus has that, like the king of the jungle, so to speak. And it's pointed out, I think he points out in his Sefer, that a lion per se, there's not every power of the lion. The animals have strength and speed and power, all different mitos. The lion is not the greatest in any one of those areas. It's not the fastest, it's not the strongest, it's not, go through every one of those mitos. But he's the one that has the most cumulatively. Putting all of them together, he has a lot. And it's the only one that has that mida of all of them that instill fear in all of the other animals. Good. So ihachi, but one second, once we took off a number of these words, we took off Anatot and he took off Laisha, so Batsri Lahu. So now we have less than 10, right? We were first worried that there were more than 10, now there's less than 10. Avru Mavra Tarti Ninu. So that phrase is counted as 2. Avru Mavra is counted as 2, and therefore we end up with 10. That Sancherev, on that day, he went through 10 places where he stopped by along the way. Good. Says the Gemara, My od hayom benov la'amod. Right, that's a continuation of that parak. The Nov is still standing. Nov, we know Nov. Nov was the city of the Kohanim that was massacred by Shaul HaMelech and Doeg, where they thought David was hiding, and therefore they massacred the whole city, and only one little Kohen got free. So what does that mean? What in this context? What does Nov have to do with Sancheref? Od hayom benov la'amod. Amar Rav Huna, oso hayom nishtayer me'avona shel Nov. That day that Sancheref came to Yerushalayim, that was left from the sin of Nov. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, right across from where we are. Oso hayom nishtayim yavona shel Nov. Dimipnei avon shayalem liYisrael, al shenergu kohanei Nov. The Jewish people as a whole had this sin over their heads. Yes, Shaul was personally punished for it, and yes, Doeg was personally punished for it. But the whole nation somehow was also connected to the chait, as we'll talk about more Beis Hashem in a minute. Kava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Onesh Ad Oso Hayom. But Hashem said it in His divine punishment. The punishment for the Jewish people will be through this day. Through this day. If Sancheref would have attacked Yerushalayim that day, he would have been victorious. And Yerushalayim would have fallen to Ashur. V'oso yom bilvad nishtayer mizman ha'onesh. That was the only day that was left. V'ilo hayanilcham Yerushalayim boso hayom hayakovsha. That's what it means. Od hayom benov lamo. There's one more day for the sin of Nov to still be standing. And if it's not taken care of this day, then it's not going to be challenged anymore. The Mefarshim discussed why Dafka that day. And as we'll see, that day was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the night that the soldiers of Ashur didn't wake up, that was Belaila Hahu, the Navi says, that was Erev Pesach. And suggest the Aruch Laner, sorry, to suggestion of the Achronim, that's why there was such a kitrig. It was like the busiest day in the Mishkan. It was the busiest day. Everybody's bringing karbanos. Everybody's bringing what they need to bring, and there wasn't enough Kohanim. The busiest day in the Beis HaMikdash of the whole year was Erev Pesach. And if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, even busier. But that was that was busy, so they need a Kohen, and that's why the Kitrug went through this day. Number one. Or the Maharal here in the Chidushi Agado says, but still, they didn't do the Chet. Says the Maharal, maybe the Chet of Nov reflected something. Ki kasher hargu nov ira kohanim nireh sheyesh tzad bechina biYisrael shein dveikim kol kach beveis elokeinu. The tragedy wouldn't have happened if the Jewish people were connected enough to the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. Hashkacha wouldn't have let it happen if we would have loved the Beis HaMikdash so much that, you know, we would have been connected to it. But we didn't. And that's why the tragedy happened. Umishem kach, and because of that, mida keneged mida, is for us to lose our Beis HaMikdash, right, in the days of Chizkiyo. Umishem kach, I said the Mishkan, right, in the days of Chizkiyo, there was a Beis HaMikdash, obviously. Shehei nechrav chas v'shalom Beis HaLokeinu, l'kach omer she'oso yom nishar me'avon shel nov. And that's why it was dafka that day, that the chait was still standing. So what happened? So Amri le Kaldoi, the Chaldeans. Who are the Chaldeans throughout Shas? The Chaldeans are the ones that look into the stars that tell the future. Remember the story of Rabbi Akiva, the second to last daf of Masechah Shabbos? The Chaldoi told him that his daughter was going to die on the day that she got married. Right? Remember the Yosef Mokir Shabbos from Masechah Shabbos? The Chaldeans told him that, you know, all of his money is going to be, all of the rich man's money is going to go to Yosef Mokir Shabbos. All the Chaldoi. So here, Amrile Chaldoi, I Azlas Ha'idna. They told him, if you go to an attack Yerushalayim Yachlisle, you'll be able to win. You'll conquer. V'ilolo Yachlisle. If you don't go today, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Urcha, and what happened? There was a miraculous help. Urcha debar l'sguye basara yome. Saga b'chad yoma. A trip that should have taken him 10 days, took him one day. Obviously has some divine help. Remember we had the nevuah on yesterday's daf, right? That Sancheriv himself said, I heard the Nevuah. I heard that Asher is going, I'm just doing God's work. I'm just doing what God wants me to do. So, and he sees a trip of 10 days happens in one day. Kimatil Yerushalayim, and when he gets in view of Yerushalayim, Shadilei Bistarki, they take a bunch of rugs and pile them up or something like that so that he'll be able to go on top of this pile to be able to view above the walls of Yerushalayim. Adesalik v'yasev me'ilave shura. He's able to see above the wall. Adechazu alakuli Yerushalayim. He's looking at all of Yerushalayim. Again, this great warrior. Kichazye izutar be'enei. And when he sees it, he's like, "This is Yerushalayim. This tiny little place." Right? It's like often, if people have never throughout the world, right? People on the other side of the globe, you know, hear about Israel, they'll probably think that Israel is like the larger than Alaska. Right, it's with this huge, tremendous area that's on the front page of every newspaper every day. All of a sudden, if everybody ever looks at a map, you put your finger on the globe, you're covering three countries. Right, you can't even see it. He sees Yerushalayim. He's like, this tiny little place. I've been pushing myself and coming. I made myself crazy. Omer haladahi karta di Yerushalayim. This is the karta city. Right, we say it Friday night in Zmiros. Karta Yerushalayim to Shafraya, the beautiful city. This is the Karta of Yerushalayim. This is the city. Da'ala argeshes kol mashirisi. I set in motion. I took all of my armies to conquer this tiny little place. V'ala kavshes kol medinsa. I conquered the whole country to get to this capital, the Ir HaBira. Haloi zeira. It's so small. V'chalsha mikol karche amamaya. It is weaker than all the cities, the kavashes that I've already conquered. Biskof yadi with the power of my hand. Allah, he went up, he waved his hand at it, like, ugh, what kind of little place this is. Movilu maisi biyadei, al tur beis makdisha de betzion. He waved his hand at the Beis HaMikdash, he sees the fire, and he just waves his hand. Va'al azrasa de Yerushalayim, and on the azara. As if it's nothing. He looks down on it, such a lowly place. Amri, they say, no, nishi beyada ha'idna, let's go today. Let's go conquer it today, as the Nevuah was. They didn't know that today was going to be the last day. Amar Lahu, he says to them, Tamisu. From the word Tam, it's a wonder. Meaning, what are you, I'm not in the mood right now. I've had a long day, I'm going to relax, we'll do it tomorrow. Or Rashi says, he says to them, aren't you exhausted? You've had a very long day traveling, get a good night's sleep, and then, you know, we'll go in the morning. Rashi says, Tamahu lahaschil hayom mishem chol shadu urcha. Right, I'm not going to start now. So what happens? L'machar, I see likochad v'chad minayichu. Tomorrow, every person will bring with you gulmei hereg minei, a piece of the wall. You'll take everybody. It'll be so easy. We won't even have to fight. We'll go and just cut the wall down, and the whole city will fall. The whole city will fall. Which, by the way, taking a piece of the wall, that is usur. The some posts can have tshuvas by people who take a little piece of the kotel. People will take a little piece, take a little chisel, rachmana litzlan, right? That's the Beis HaMikdash. Can't take it as an archaeological find that I'm going to have in my living room, right? That's not appropriate. Says so. But here they said, we'll take a little piece. Miyad, what happened? Vayehi balayla hahu. Now we're back to Sefer Malachim. Remember Yeshayahu Anavi spoke about it a number of times, but the actual story is in Malachim. Balayla hahu. Right, that night, the Medrash says there are many things that happened that night. Balayla hahu. One of them, right, the night of Pesach. The night of the Seder, all the Jews are sitting having the Seder in Yerushalayim, and Sancherev's men outside, Balayla hahu, on that day, Vayetze Malach Hashem, the Malach of Hashem goes out. Remember we saw also on yesterday's daf, right, Sancherev blasphemed Al Yidei Shliach, so Hashem paid him back Al Yidei Shliach. So the Malach goes out, Vayach B'machane Asher, Meya Ushmonim, V'chamisha Elef, 185,000 troops died. Vayashkimu vaboker v'nei kulam pegarim mesim, and they all were not there, right? And that is what the Navi tells us. If we look in Malachim, in that story in Malachim, we have the story of, I'm not going to read it now, but we have the story of the soldiers of Asher do not wake up. If you look also, remember at the end of the Haggadah, we say there's a pizmon that here in Eretz Yisrael we say both of them at the Seder, but in Chutz Laaretz it's split up. One is Balayla, 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 right at the end by Nirtza. So in there we talk about this battle, or this lack of battle, right? Balayla, because this happened that night. This happened, the whole story of the soldiers of Asher not waking up, it happened that night. So what happens? Amr, Papa, Hainu, Darmi, Inshi, Bazdina, Bataldina. That's what people say. You delay a little bit, it's going to be nullified. Meaning, don't push things off. Don't push things off. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, don't say, L'kisha efne eshne, when I have time, I'll do it. Shemalotipane, you're not going to do it, right? The procrastination is the recipe for disaster, right? And especially in the spiritual realm, right? We have an idea, we do it. Well, we mentioned in the past the beautiful Rashi in Sefer Shmuel, where David HaMelech, after he finally brings the Aron back to the Yerushalayim, and he says, how could it be that I have a house and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Aron, it doesn't have a house? I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. And he goes to Nasan HaNavi, and he says, Nasan, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. Nasan says, go for it. Have a great, do it! And that night, Nasan Navi is sleeping, and then in his dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Nasan in the dream and says, quickly go to David HaMelech right now and tell him he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. I have my reasons. In Divrei HaYamim it says, because he has blood on his hands and he fought wars, that's not said in Shmuel, but he says, go tell him right now. He asks Rashi, what do you have to wake up Nasan in the middle of the night and wake up David, let him sleep a little bit. David's probably not sleeping too much. The Gemara says that he had the harp and he woke up, but just wait till the morning. You have to go in the middle of the night. Rashi says, no. David Mahirhu. David HaMelech was someone who acted with alacrity. You gave David the rights to build the Beis HaMikdash. He's probably been on the phone with contractors all night. He's probably been arranging this. Probably, you gotta stop him because he doesn't like wait. You told him he could do it. He's probably halfway there with all the arrangements. So that's how we have to act. And that's the message here. Bazdina, Bataldina. You delay a little bit, you push it off, it's not gonna happen. Right? Imlo achshav emasai. Right? So many chazals about that. And also I mentioned in the past that the Gemara that tells us, and Rashi quotes it, Kadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. And what does he say? Right? If you don't accept the Torah, then this is it. If you accept the Torah, great. Right? It's the opposite. If you accept the Torah, great. If not, sham teik v'raschem. Right? Ask all the mafarshim. There, sham teik v'raschem. It should be po kan teik v'raschem. Right here. What do you mean sham? So explain some of the Bali Musar. If you say, if you accept it right now, fine. If not, if you say, not now, let's think about it a little bit. We'll do it in a couple of days. But I know it's a big commitment. Nasav and Ishma. We're not just going to go and accept everything, right? So shum, then, if you have the attitude of shum, then we'll do it then. We'll take for Aschem. That's it. That's not going to be. So we have the idea of Nasav and Ishma, that event. We have the event of always pushing things off. And here too, Sancherev pushed it off one day, and that was it. Good. And we continue now. Now we get to the story of Yishbi Benov. Why is this here? Because we just spoke about Nov a little bit, related to Sancheref, right? The city of Nov, the city. So there was Yishbi. Yishbi was Goliath's brother, right? And Yishbi Benov, what does that mean? Rashi, Yishbi Benov, Aidi de Airi La'el Ba'oso Yom, Shidishtayim Yavona Shal Nov, since we were just talking about the day that the city of Nov was left, Nakat Hacha Yishbi Benov Shaba Al Iske Nov. He came upon David HaMelech because of what happened in Nov. V'yishbi b'Nov asher b'yilidei harafa. He was a child of the Rafa. Harafa, Rashi says, is Arpa. Right? Rus and Arpa. Right? Arpa was the mother, according to Chazal, of Goliath and Yishbi b'Nov. So if you think about it, fascinatingly, David and Goliath were cousins. Right? David as a descendant of Rus, and Goliath a couple of generations up. Right, it was his, first cousin a couple times removed or so. U'mishkal kino shlosh me'os. Mishkal Nechoshes, he had a tremendous, very heavy spear and armor. V'chagur chadasha, v'yomer lahako, says David. Right, and he wanted to kill David. Right, in the Sefer Shmuel, it does not say exactly the story of Yishbi Benov. That's right here. The Gemara just, the passage just alludes to it. Something happened with Yishbi Benov. But here's the story. My Yishbi Benov. So first of all, why is he called Yishbi Benov? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ish Sheba Al Iske Nov. He was a man who came connected to the Asek of Nov. What happened? Hashem says to David HaMelech, Ad Masa Yia Avon Zeh Taman B'Yadcha. How long is this inn going to be hidden by you? Al Yadcha Nerga Novir Akonim. Because of you, through you, I should say, through you, you were connected to the sin of the massacre of the, you were hiding in Nov, and that's what led to their death. V'al yadcha nitra doeg adomi, which then ultimately led to doeg adomi, being the one of the people who lost their olam haba. V'al yadcha nerga shalosh aviv, and Shaul and his sons were killed because of that event. Ritzon, so Hashem says, I'll give you a choice how you want to be punished. Ritzon cha yikalu zaracha, you want your children to be decimated, otimaser biyad oyev, or do you personally want to be given over to the enemy? And David chooses, Amar Lafana, Ribbono Shel Olam Mutav, Emaser Biyad Oyev Lo Yikal Azari. Do it to me. Don't touch my children. Do it to me. And that's the background for the following story, that David HaMelech was almost lost. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, as well as all the other Mepharshim, what was it David's fault? David was running for his life. He hid a little bit. What he should have thought, maybe it was on his level, he should have thought that if he hides amongst Jews, ultimately he's putting them in danger. But it's a little, is that an Avera? So that's what the Ben Yoyada, a lot of Ben Yoyadas today, says the Ben Yoyada, Nira Libis Yadda Deshmaya. He says, what does it mean this Avera, this Avon is Tamun, is hidden by David? What do you mean hidden by, it's on David. What do you mean Tamun? Because it wouldn't be a sin for everyone else. Yadua, says the Ben Yoyada, it's known that there are palm readers out there. People can look at our palms and know our future and know all about us. If it's a serious sin, it'll scream out from the lines on our hand. But if it's only a very fine little sin, and really, David HaMelech didn't really sin by Nov. He didn't have anything to do with it. Ki b'dine Adam paterhu, v'rak b'dine Shamayim nechshav avon. Lachin roshim shelo b'sirtud ayadu dak ma'od, and that's why it's tamun. It's like it's hidden in there. It's hidden in there, and that's why it's not a full fledged sin. You got to look very hard for it, because no, we wouldn't see it as a sin. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it as a sin, right? He was involved. The Nodeb Yehuda has a tshuva in Arachayim Aleph, Simen Lamed Dalid, Al Dvar She'ilato, Al Hasibu Mikra, Shekaralo. The following tragic story. Shishish Echad Bikesh Bimenu. There was an old man that wasn't really making a living, and he wanted Parnasa. So he goes to somebody and says, please, tell me, I want to do a shlichus for you. And traveling in those days was dangerous. She'itin lo scharos, alechaz amalkam karov, I'll go to such and such a place for you. V'ishto machto b'yad hazakein, and the wife of the zakein said, no, you can't do it, you're too old. He's like, no, I can do it, I'm fine. Ki utash koach v'zakein, v'aderechu mishubesh b'gayasos, there's danger on the roads. V'hifsir ubikish ma'od, she'itin lo scharos, please, 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 let me do it for you. V'yapiyafsar hazakein, because he pushed so hard, he gave him the scharos. And on the way, Rechmana Lislan, he was killed. Does the investor have any part in the guilt of this person being killed. Himsarach tshuva kapara. Obviously, zachai misa, obviously. But does he need require any tshuva or kapara? If he was involved. So the Rebbe Yehuda says, this is a Ma'arivayel. It's a tshuva of the Ma'arivayel. Who says, maybe to fast 40 days, the Tzemach Tzedek said. In that type of case, he didn't even ask for it. The guy pressured him to send him. Can't say he had any fault in that. Shulo hitzchil mashliach l'shalcho, rak hashliach bike hitzchil vakesh l'shalcho so shlichus. Kedei l'stakir. Ein shum havamina, shetzorak kapara. No way, there's nothing no havamina. Umaisim b'chol yom. It's every day these happen. People travel for business, and they're taking the risks on for themselves. Shadam lokeach schor ba'kafa mechavero, oif gezapt. Something in Yiddish. V'holich li'yiridim. Chachi, neima shachrayis gufa kona ala mocher. Shemchas v'shalom yerolo mikre benafshu yemocher tzora kapara havane lesa. No. And I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that he has no responsibility. What's the raya? Our Gemara. Hashem says to David, how long is this avon zetamun biyadecha? Through you, neragov nirakoni val yotcha neragodoy adomi v'chulu. Yesh l'daktek, loma lo chashav al yotcha neherag avner. Why does it says, oh, you're fault for Nov. What about Avner? Avner was the general of Shaul and came over to David and he was actually killed by Yoav. So Shari Gam Avner besibaso neherak shaba elav l'chevron l'chros bris. He came to David and Yoav didn't like that he came over to the other side and he killed him. Why wasn't David faulted for there? Because there Avner came from his own volition. If Avner was the instigator, that's why David's not going to be at fault. Just like in this case. Only if David was the one that ran to the city of Nof. Elavane, kiven shedavelo hischilim Avner, sheyavo lichros bris. Rag Avner haya hamaskil, sheshalach al David karsa brischa iti. That's why it was a difference. Ein achrayis harigaso al David. Vizem mamish dumya denidon didan. You want to give a matana to the Yesomim? Tov davar yaseh. That's fine. But not, he is not responsible. Good. Related to this also is a heart-wrenching discussion of in the Chashuk Yechemed, again, Rachmanu Litzlan, this should never be Lamaisa, but it was Lamaisa, Rachmanu Litzlan. There was a story that came out after the Holocaust in terms of a halakha question. There was in one of the camps, Machanot Hashmada, the Nazi said that if anybody runs away, if there's one Jew that's not here, we're going to kill 10 Jews. And there was possibilities that certain Jews would be able to somehow, know how it was, be able to get out. Shall call Yehudi Aborech Yaharog Bimkomo Asara Yehudim. V'achin l'macharas, Baruch Yehudi, and it happened. One time one Jew ran away and they killed ten Jews because of it. So if somebody has the chance to run away, is he allowed to run away? If they think eventually they're going to be killed anyway, all of them, but I have the chance to get free forever, but I know that that's going to hasten the death of 10 other Jews. Is he allowed to? Is he usher to do it? Is he still chayiv to do it because he can save his life? Right? What a question. And he's going to be saved. Right? Is he allowed to do this or not? Right? So he quotes, similarly, the Pischei Tshuva and others quote in the, on the Shulchan Aruch. Well, can anybody ever, let's say you're a bunch of Jews that are captured, and you know you're going to, what about causing suffering? One guy knows if he runs away, the other people are going to suffer more. Because they're going to be so mad that one of them got away. So this is a discussion. He quotes the Gemara from Masechah Shabbos. That's fascinating. You can read the Gemara 1,000 times and not catch it. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right in the cave. So he runs to the cave. Why? Because he says, if I'm in the shul, they're going to, they might find me. But I'm gonna go to the cave because Nashim Daitan Kalos, which meant in that context, my wife might be able to stand up to the suffering, and they're gonna cause her to suffer, and then tell us, she's gonna have to say where we are. So I'm going to a place where even she doesn't know where we are. But one second, that's still going to cause her to suffer, right? So it sounds like to save one's life in order to cause another Jew suffering, again, indirectly, maybe that's okay, but to cause another Jew to be killed, maybe that's not okay. He goes back and forth, Rachmanu Litzlan, again, obviously not giving a clear answer, but he quotes this context, that David went to Nov, even though in the back of his mind, maybe, didn't he realize that he was endangering the whole city by being here and Shaul would get mad? And this is, again, a heart-wrenching discussion. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. So David chooses, You know, take me and not my children. So what happens? Yom Echad, first wide line. Nafak l'schar bazoi. David goes out to schar bazoi. What is schar bazoi? Rashi says, the name of a village. Basically, he's going to, seems like he's hunting. Seems like he's going to kill some deer. Asa satan idmei katavya. Right, a satan dresses up or, camouflages himself like a deer. Pasach begira, David shoots an arrow at him, velomatia, and it doesn't reach him. Mashre, and the deer runs and it leads David to Amti Eretz Plishtim. It leads him west until you get to the areas of Aza, the Eretz Plishtim, right? The five Plishti cities. That's what we even have today: Ashdod, Ekron, Gat, right? The Ashkelon, right? All the Plishti cities. And you have here, so that's where he was led. Kedachazie, and then what happens? Kedachat, and hunting is also a big discussion, not for now. You know, the Behuda has a famous tshuva about hunting. You know, is that an appropriate behavior for a Ben Torah? We'll see at the end if we have time, on these Chelek Dafim, I doubt it. But Kedachazie, Yishbi Benov, when Yishbi Benov happened to be, right, he was a Plishti, he was sitting there in Eretz Plishtim, all of a sudden he sees David HaMelech come. Amar, and this was a fulfillment of what Hashem said, that David is going to be punished. Amar, Hainu hai de kathos galas yachi. Hey, he killed my brother Golias. Kafte, he tied him up. Kamte, osve, vishadia tute, be badia, or be sadia. He put David on the ground, he tied him up, and he put a huge olive press on top of David, and he was going to sit on the olive press and just crush David. It's obviously Isa, a miracle occurred. Machala are mitute. The ground softened under David, and David just sunk into the ground. And he wasn't hurt. And that's what's alluded to when David says in Tehillim, Tarchiv tzadi tachtai. He has widened my steps under me, v'lomadu karsulai, and my ankles have not faltered. I mean, that's a reference to this nace that David was saved. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, but wasn't David supposed to be killed? That's the deal he just made with God. So why was David saved? Right? Says the Ben Yehoyada, Hadas l'Kadosh Baruch Hu nace, even though he already was Makabel, nearly b'siyata d'shmaya. Ki min misa kazu, this type of misa would be considered chenek, right? Suffocation, right? He wouldn't be able to breathe. And chenek is the punishment for, as we had earlier, eishes ish. Hashem didn't want anybody to think that David was being punished for what he did with Bathsheba. As we know, the Gemara says elsewhere that he was forgiven for that sin, whatever the sin was, but that's why Hashem didn't want him to be killed in this way. He didn't want anybody to think in that way. So Ahu Yoma, so what happens? So he tried, but he didn't kill. So anyway, meanwhile, Ahu Yoma, Apani Demali Shabsavi, it was an Erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Sruya, David's general, Havikachayev Reshe, he was shampooing his hair. He was taking a shower for Shabbos. But Dal Garbi Demaya, right, in a certain amount of water. Right, the Ben Yoyada also says, Mitzvah Gerer is Mitzvah. He was involved in a Mitzvah, L'Shem Shemayim. Right, taking a shower is not just because we're hot and sweaty, but because it's L'Kavet Shabbos on Fridays. Chazinu, and all of a sudden in the water of his shower, he sees Kismei Dama. He sees droplets of blood. Or Igad Amri, or others say, Asa Yona Itrif Kame. He sees a dove come in front of him and starts thrashing its wings, like a dove in trouble. Amar, he says to himself, says the Yad Ramah, he knew that Klal Yisrael weren't in trouble at this moment, so it's got to be somebody else. Knesset Yisrael Yona Ismale. The Bnei Yisrael are compared to a Yona. Right, that's why I remember the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim, Yona, the wings of Yona with a tefillin. Shenamar, Kanfe Yona Nechle Bekesef. So Shema Mina, it must be David Malka the Yisrael B'tzara Shari. David must be in trouble. If I see droplets of blood, if I see a Yonah, David must be in trouble. So I got to figure something out. Where's David? He goes to David's house. He's not there. Amar, he says to himself, Tzna, the Mishnah says in Masechah Sanhedrin, or we know the Halacha, you're not let us sit on the king's horse or sit on his throne or use his staff. But now he's in danger, and I need to use his animal in order to find him. Am I allowed to do that? Asa shal be medrasha. He goes in the base medrash. Amrule, he asks Amrule, b'shas sakana shaper dami. They said, yes, go, pikuach nefesh. B'shas sakana, you can go and use his horse. So, not his horse, but his animal. Rachvi leparde v'kam. He goes and rides on his mule. Parde, right? Not on David's horse. He goes on his mule. V'kam, and he goes. similar to by the Mashiach is supposed to come on a chamor, also not on a sus. What happens? Va'azal kapsalei ara, and he had kvitzas haderech, right? He zoomed over, right? The animal could tell him miraculously where David was, and he gets to Eretz Plishtim. Bahadi de Kamaski, on the way that he's riding, chazil arpa, ime davis navla. He happened to pass Arpa, the mother of Ishbi Benov, that was weaving something. Ki chazise, when Arpa sees Avishai, paske talapilcha, she had a spindle with a pointy needle that she was weaving with. So she broke it off. Shadisa ielave, she throws the needle at him. Several amitale, she was trying to kill him, right, with this sharp point. Amrale, but then she pretends, says, Elaim, young man, I see the plach, I dropped my spindle, I dropped my needle. Can you please pick it up for me, young man? I dropped it. Avishai knew he didn't want to take any chances. Paske Berish Mocha Vakale. He throws it back at her and kills her. She's a Rodef. She's a Rodefes. And kills her in that way. Okay, that's foreshadowing. It's like a great book foreshadows that Arpa is now dead. We'll get back to that. Kalchazia Yishbi Benov, so he gets to the area, he gets to the clearing where Yishbi Benov had just tried to crush David and he didn't. But Yishbi Benov all of a sudden turns around and sees him. Amar, he says, Hashta have betrayed the Kalanli. Now there's two of them and only one of me. They're gonna kill me. I better quickly take care of David. And the question, why didn't he just take out a sword and stab David? He didn't want to do that. He wanted to do something very, very, memorable. To kill David. So Paschal the David Le'elo, what does he do? Here's the amazing line that the story that we're never going to forget. Right? He throws David up in the air. V'dutzle l'rumche. He turns over his sword, point up. He's like, okay, David, come on down. And he throws it up, and he's about to come down based on the laws of gravity. Ava Amar Nepal Ale V'niktal. He's going to fall in it and be killed. All of a sudden, David's up in the air. Amar Avishai Shem. Ukme l'David v'shmai l'ara. Avishai sees, he says, Shem Hashem, David stops in midair. He's between heaven and earth, and the sword's on the bottom. Avishai catches it, catches David, and he stops him, and Yishbi Benov is looking around, he's like, what in the world is going on here? V'neim Ale'ihu, the Gemara first asked, though, why didn't just David and Melech say the Shem Hashem? Why did he need someone else? Ein chavish motzi atzmo b'beis ha'asurim. You can't get yourself out of jail. You need somebody else. The Gemara quotes that at the beginning of Brachas about one of the Amorah making someone else well. Amarle my boss Achav. So Avishai calls out to David, what's going on? What are you doing here? How's everything? Amarle Hachi Amarle Kutcher Brichu. David knew exactly why he was there. This is the conversation I had with Hashem. I chose that I should be punished. Vahachi Hadrule. Amarle Afet Slusech. Avishai says, change your tefillah. Change your tefillah. Bar Brach Kira Lisvan, your grandson should sell wax, V'yalot Tzitzar, but you shouldn't be in pain. Meaning, don't worry about your grandchildren right now. Just worry about yourself. Klal Yisrael needs you. Change the tefillah. Say to Hashem, it should go to your children, not to yourself. So Amar Lei, David says, okay, Yachi Sayabah Adon. Okay, fine, but I still need help getting down from here. Picture the scene of David in midair. Hainu dechsiv vayezer lo Avishai ben Tsruya, and that's what it says, that Avishai ben Tsruya helped him from this, the pasuk again only says that Yishbi Benov wanted to kill, and Avishai helped him. But the Torah Shebal Peh fills in the whole story. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, she'azro b'tfila. He helped him through prayer, through saying Shem Hashem. Amar Avishai Shem v'achte. Avishai says the Shem Hashem again, and David comes down. Obviously not directly down, because then he would have fallen on the sword. He comes down a little, horizontally also. Hadikarad devazrayu is what happens. They start running away. So they start running, and Yishbi is running after them. Kimata Kubi, when they get to Kubi, a place named Kubi, Amri Kumbe, they say, well, maybe this is a remez to us. We're by Kubi because we should be Kumbi. We should get up and fight him. But they don't have that confidence. Kimata Betre, when they get up to Betre, Amri Betre Gurion Katlula Arye. They say to himself, will two little cubs be able to kill a big lion? They're still scared. Amri Le, they say to him. So they say, you know what? We have a different approach. Amri Le, they say to him, Zilashtakik La Arpa Imech Bekivra. Go find your mother, who's in the grave. Right? Who on the way he had killed. The second they said his mother's name, all of a sudden he feels weak. He's like, what? And at that moment, they used the element of surprise, and they were able to kill him. And David now has two under his belt, Goliath and Yishbi Benov. Hainu Tziv, and this is what is meant. Az Nishbu Anshe David Lo Lemar Lo Tetzi Oritan La Milchama Lo Techabes Ner Yisrael. David HaMelech was never ever after that allowed to be anywhere by himself. He didn't go out to battle with the Jews. You know, David, you stay home. We'll cover you. We'll protect you. That is the amazing story of Yishbi Benov. Tanu Rabbanan, continuing, Shlosha Kafzalam Aretz, three people had the grounds, literally, had Kfitzas HaDerech, went somewhere very quickly, right, because Hashem wanted them to get there quickly. Eliezer Eved Avraham, when he went to Parshas Chayesara to get a wife, the Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov, as we'll get to the story by Hashem in a minute, the Avishai Ben Tzruya, Avishai Ben Tzruya Damron, Avishai, we just had the story, Avishai had Kfitzas HaDerech in order to get to David in time. Eliezer Eved Avraham, Dichziv, Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayin. I will come to the well today. L'meimra Tahu Yom Anafik. That day, I came to the well. Va'avo, and I came to the well. Right, I forgot to mention, if you look in the Gilyan Hashas, here, the Gilyan Hashas, on the first line, just before we turn over, when Avishai was in the shower, he sees the blood droplets, and he says, oh, it must be the David's in trouble. The Gilyan Hashas says here, Ayein Nemuki Yosef. Sof Perek Dalet Mises. Look in the Nemuki Yosef. I didn't even tell you where to look. It's only like 2.5 pages of Nemuki Yosef on Perek Dalet Mises. But if you look in the Nemuki Yosef, it's Tes Zayin Amabez in the Daf Yerif. He asks, isn't this like Nichush? Right, we know there's an Isra of Lo Sanachashu, using the stars and trying to figure out the future based on a future telling. Right, the Gemara asked this also in Chulin about Yonasan and Eliezer, you know, whoever comes to the well. So the Nemuki Yosef says, it's not Nichush here because he didn't find David, right? And he assumed that Nichush is only when something is illogical and I do something, I change my behavior based on it. Here, you know, it's a chashash pikuach nefesh. David was missing, and therefore, this is not called Nichush in his view. Says the Nemuki Yosef, Hasam lav nachashu, delo samchi alei legamrei. He also didn't rely on it for sure. He was just choshesh. Simana ba'alma hu denakatlei. Ukai gav nashari, kemoshin agu lisa nashim b'milua shalavana l'simintov. Like people get married in the first half of the month while the molad is getting bigger, while the moon is getting bigger after the molad. So, what is that? That Nichush? No! That's a Simen Tov. We do a lot of things for Simen Tov, right? We start off the week by saying Simanim Tovim, Psukim, Hinei Kel Yishuasi. The Psukim at the beginning of Havdalah is all the Simen Tov, right? We say that in, just to start off the week with Simen Tov. All the Psukim of Yitam Lecha are Simen Tov. So he doesn't think that that's really, Nichush. Okay, so who had Kvisis Aderech, Eliezer, Avishai, and Yaakov Avinu? And Yaakov Avinu, Dichziv, as the Psukim say, again, this is all famous Chazals that appear here and in Maseches Chulin, and we know it from Rashi in Parshas Vayetze. Dichziv, the Pasuk says, Vayed Yaakov Ber Sheva Vayelech Harana. Yaakov Avinu goes out of Ber Sheva, and he comes to Haran. Vixiv, Vayifkan Bamakom Vayolan Sham Kivah Shemesh. And it says he met the place there, and he rested there, because the sun has come. What does it mean the sun has come? Kimata l'charan. Amar. So it's bothered. What do you mean? He already came. So what do you mean he left? So Rashi already picks up on the first pasuk about a tzaddik is always osir roshem. But because when he comes to charan afshar, he says, afshar avarti al makam jespalu bo avosai, vanil was palalti bo. He goes all the way up north and he comes to charan. He's like, oh, I can't believe I missed the place where my forefathers davened and I didn't daven there. I have to go back. Boy lamadar, so he starts going back. Kiva Dehira Badaite, Lamandar, once he decided in his mind to go back, Kafsale Ara. He was back in a second. Kfizas Haderach all the way back from Haran to Beit El. Miyad, or Yerushalayim, the Ramban talks all about where the ladder was. Where was the bottom of the ladder, the top of the ladder, the middle, Yerushalayim, Beit El, Beersheva, they were all involved. Somehow. So, he gets back, Vayifka Bamakom, and he meets the place. What does that mean? He gets back quickly, and the sun goes down, and he goes to sleep, and he sleeps there, and has his dream. Vayifka Bamakom. There's an interesting discussion based on this pasuk. Let's just finish. The grud takes this out, but we'll read it. Davaracha in Pekiel, Atfila, Shneemar, Vatah, Altispalel, Bada, Mazev, Altisa, Badam, Rina, Vatfila, Altifka, B. So, Pekia is Tfila. There are two machlokos in the fourth parak of Brachas that are not connected in the Gemara explicitly. One machlokos is why we daven three times a day. Is that because of the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or is that because of karbanos? That's one machlokos, right? The Tamid Shel Shachar, Bein Hor Habayim, and the leftover fats and limbs that are burned overnight. And then on the same amud, there's another machlokos. Whether tefillas arvis is a reshus or a chova. Is Meiriv exactly like the other tefillos, or is it somehow more voluntary? whatever that means, that's a big sugya. Rishus, right, Tepali Tosfos all over, you know, limit that idea very much. But either way, those two machlokas are not linked in the Gemara. Rashi in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Tes links them. He says, if you hold karbanos, that's why you would hold Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Because the leftover fats of the limbs isn't a real karbon, that's the leftovers, and just like Ma'ariv. But if you hold Tfilas Keneged Avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, then why should there be any difference to Ma'ariv? Why is Yaakov any worse than Ma'ariv? Why is Yaakov any worse than the other Avos? So therefore, that's Rashi. Rashi links the two. And the Pnei Yeshua also in Brachas relates to that. But the Netziv, in the Hemek She'ela in She'elta Ches, he says, no, maybe not. Even if you say Tfilas Avos Tiknum and Yaakov Avinu did Ma'ariv, you might still say Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. Because what's the source for Ma'ariv? This pasuk right here. Vayifka b'makom. What is that? It wasn't really Ma'ariv time. Right? The sun set quickly and he stopped and he had to. It was like unexpected and like surprising to Yaakov. It wasn't a kavua time in the day. So maybe that's why Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. Yeah. Right? Because you can still say Rishus even if you say it's connected to Yaakov Avinu. That's in Shilta Ches. And that's what the, again, we don't have time to read the whole thing. Vav Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Hayna Mishum de Yaakov Avinu Gamkin Lois Pala Ela Al Pisiba Kide Isa. Like it says, he davened because it got dark. And that's why Tfilas Arvus could be Rishus also. Okay, Vayolan Sham Kiva Hashemesh Basar Tzali Boilamadar. After he davened, he wanted to go back to Haran. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadik Zebal Beis Maloni Yipata B'Lolina. Hashem says, he had Kvizas Aderech, he davened, he was about to leave. Hashem says, what? My Tzadik is not going to sleep over here? Right, what do you mean sleep over? There's a halacha that whenever you bring a karban, you have to sleep over. You can't leave that day. So Yaakov Avinu davened, that was like a karban. Right, so he has to sleep over. So miyad ba'ashemesh, the sunset. V'hainu d'chsiv v'yizrach lo ashemesh, that's what it means, that when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, the sun shone for him. V'chi lo bilvad zarcha v'alo l'kol olam kulo zarcha. What do you mean for v'yizrach lo ashemesh? It shined for the whole world. The sun that had gone down earlier for him now went up specially for him to heal him. So those are the three people that Akvisas Aderech. Now let's get back to the story. David HaMelech now switched his prayer. Okay, don't kill me, but my children are going to be decimated. And that's what happened. But we know in Dekali Zari the David, where do we see that? We see that later on in Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph, we have the wicked queen of Atalia. The Atalia Aim Achazyahu Rasa Kimes Benov Atakam Atova that's called Zerah Mamlacha. She was connected to David HaMelech's family, Atalia, and she massacred her entire family. She killed her grandchildren. She killed everybody. Because this was also a punishment for Achav. Achav, who was a Melech of Yisrael, married into David HaMelech's family, and a punishment that Achav's descendants were going to be decimated. So David HaMelech's family were gone. Atalia killed all of them, except for one little baby. One little baby survived. And that's why we sell a Malchus based David. Because of that one little baby. Who was that? Yoash. Vayishtari le Yoash. But what do you mean? How can you say David and Al's family was killed out? There was one left. Hasam Nami Yishtari of Yatar. What do you mean? No, by Nov also. There was one Kohen left from that city. So it was Mida Keneged Mida. Shid Dechsiv. Vayimalek ben Echad Lachi Melech ben Achitov Ushmo Evyatar. Evyatar was the only one, left. Again, the Margolius Hayam says, in all of these cases, it doesn't mean that somebody's being killed for someone else's sins. They must have deserved it also to be killed. But it's just that maybe they would have had divine protection being from Malchus Beis David. But because of this, they didn't have that divine protection. Amrav Yudah Marav, El Malei, Nishtar Avyatar Lachim Elah Ben Achitov, if Avyatar wouldn't have survived, Lo Nishtar Mizar Shal David, Saridu Palit. Then David HaMelech wouldn't have survived. It's only because one survived, that's why one survived. Again, we don't have time to go into it now, but the whole story of Yoash. See, he was a baby. He was a baby at this time. And what happened? There were two individuals, two unsung heroes in the Jewish people's history. Right? Many people haven't even heard of them. There was a husband and wife that was Kohen Gadol at that time was Yehoyada and his wife Yehosheva. They hid Yehoash for 6 years in the Kodesh Kadashim. They figured Atalia wouldn't look there. So they took him and they hid him and they brought him food in the Kodesh. She thought that he killed everybody out. Or she didn't find. So they took this little boy until he was 6 years old into the Kodesh Kadashim, because Nefesh could be there. And once he was six, they went out and they got everybody and they started spreading the rumor and telling everybody, Malchus Beis David is still here. We have a boy. And that's how they eventually got him to come into power when he was 6 years old. And they took care of Atalia. But they were two of the unsung heroes. That's what discussed in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Baal Am Sancheriv, getting back to Sancheriv. Baal Am Sancheriv, Arasha, Barabon, Vachamisha, Elef Ish, 45,000 men, B'nai Malachim, Yoshvim, Bekronos, Shalzav, Imam, Shiglonos, Vizonos. They had with them queens and Zonos, right, the Ben Yoyada says. They brought even women with them, just to show that they weren't taking the war so seriously. We don't even have to fight so hard. We'll be with our women in the chariots, and then we'll fight a little bit. Ubishmonim elef gibarim levushe shiryon, 80,000 people wearing armor, klipo, bishishim elef achuzei cherev, ratzim lefanav, vashar perashim. Right, all these unbelievable amount of soldiers. V'chein ba'u al Avraham. And the same amount, also a tremendous amount, came to Avraham, the four kings of the five kings. V'chein asidin lavo im gogu magog. And so to gogu magog is going to be that. Bimas nisatan, the Brisa says, Orach Machaneo Arba Meos Parsi. 400 parsa was the width of Sancheriv's army. Rach of Tzavar Susav, and if you put all the horses together, their necks would be Arbam Parsi, 40 parsa. Sach Machaneo Matayim Vishishim Ribo Alafim Chasor Chad. What does that mean? That's millions and billions of horses, which the Olam Mefarshim say is obviously an exaggeration. It just means you can't even fathom how many horsemen there were. Boya Baya. But it's a little unusual that if it's just an exaggeration, it says billions minus one. Chasor Chad. And Boya Baya. Chasor Chad Ribuya, or Chasor Chad Alpha, or Chasor Chad Meo, or Chasor Chad. When it says 500 billion, 400 million, 1,000, minus one. Does that mean less 1 billion, or less 1 million, or less 1,000, or less 100, or less one? Teku, so unanswered. Right? The Magal Asiyam says, why is that a teku? No, it means that if I sell something, what if I sell the nafkamini for Mecca Chamenkar? I'll sell you this for 1 million, whatever, without minus one. So in a business deal, is the minus one going on the last number just mentioned, or on the biggest number? So it could have a nafkamina lamaisa. Tana, Rishonim Avar B'Shechi, they came across the Yardane. So originally there was a ton of water in the Yardane. They swam across. Shene'amar v'chalap Yehuda shatafa Avar. Emsoyim, the middle group, Avru B'Koma, they walked up and the water was like halfway up. Shene'amar, because when the first group came out, they took out a lot of water with them. Atzavar Yagiyu, Achronim, the last ones that came, there was so many that came before them, Helu Afar B'Raglayim, it was all dried out. It was just dust. Velomatsu mayim benar lishtos. They didn't even find water to drink. Atsheviu mayim imakam acher v'shasu. Shneamar ani karti v'shasisi mayim v'gomer. V'haksiv, one second. How can you say there were all these tons and the huge amount, millions? V'haksiv. But doesn't it say, v'yetzi malach Hashem v'yakev v'machana asher mea v'shmonim v'chamisha elef? There was only 185,000. V'yashkimu v'boker v'hinei kulam b'gar mesim. So what do you mean there was a lot more? Amar Rebbe Yavahu halalu rashi gasosein. Those 185, those were the generals. Those were the captains. They were the ones that were killed. Amar Ravashi dekanami dechsib b'mashmeinav razon. Mashmeinav, in the fat ones, b'shmeinim de'ispahu, that's what I'm going to punish. So it was the generals that were punished. Amar Avina dekanami also, I'll prove it to you, dechsib v'yishach Hashem malach v'yached kol gibar chayil v'nogid v'sar b'machaneh v'gomer. So he killed all of the officers. What's amazing, this pasuk is also part of the amazing story. After they woke up and they didn't wake up, what does Sancheriv do? He goes back to Asher. What's the first place he goes to? His base of Avodah Zarah. And the Rashi there quotes in Sefer Malachim that his sons thought and heard that he wanted to maybe give an Akedah. Give them as an Akedah, maybe that would help out. And instead they got up and they killed their own father in the base of Avodah Zarah. After seeing the nace of 185,000 soldiers, he still didn't believe. He still went back to the base of Avodah Zarah. It's pretty amazing. Vayavo base Elohav, umi yitzie me'av, from his own children, shamhi piluhu, they killed him. Bacherev, shmamina. So they went back. Bameh hikam, how were the all of these soldiers, 185,000, how were they killed? So, machlokes, again, each one reflects a different type of makav Hashem. Rabbi Lezer Omer, biyad hikam, with God's hand. Shenemar vayar Yisrael zeyla gdola, hayad shasid alipar misancheref. They saw at Kriyas Yamsuf the hand that was eventually going to be used later on also. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, be'etzba hikam, with the finger of God. Shenemar vayomer achatumim alpar etzba lokim hi etzba shasid alipar misancheref. Again, God doesn't have a hand, God doesn't have fingers. It's a different, the Mefarshim, the Marsha here, that talk about the different types of nace it was. And that's what's reflected in these opinions. Rebbe Eliezer, Benosh, Rebbe Yosef, Lili Omer, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, Maglech Netusha, your sword is sharpened. Gavriel, go for it. Amar lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Netusha v'omedes b'sheses yimei breishis. Gabriel says, I've been waiting since Precious May Precious for this, right? I don't have to, from the days of creation, which the Marsha here says, every miracle in the history of the world was already pre-programmed from Sheshes Mebracious. That's really a Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos says there's no such thing as a miracle. A miracle, God changing nature, would reflect an imperfection in the world. Really, every miracle, says the Rambam, was pre-programmed from my Sebracious to occur at a certain time. Usually water flows downstream. At this moment in history, it's going to split. And that's in hashkafa, in mentality, that kind of sounds like the opposite of the Ramban in Parshas Bo. That really everything is miraculous. And there's nothing wrong to say that God can change nature. Again, that's a topic of a shir, but that's the marsha right here. Shene amar, mipnei charvos nadadu, v'gomer. Rishu b'yachai omer, oso aperek, zman bishol perosaya. At that moment, at that time, the season was a time of the ripening of the fruit, right? It was Pesach time. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, k'shatah yotzei levashal peros, when you go to ripen the fruits, Gavriel was in charge of causing the fruits to become ripe, hizakik lahem, once you're there, you know, take care of them also. Shenemar midei avru, yikach etchem, ki baboker baboker yavor bayom avalayla, v'yarak zva'a havin shmua. The Mefarshim say, hey, one malach can't do two shlichuyos, right? We know that from Parshas Vayera. How could he go ripen the fruit and also kill out Asher? Right? It could be that, you know, there was he finished one and then he went to do the other one. Or the fruit is something natural. It wasn't a specific shlichus, and this one is a specific job. Amar Papa Anadami Inchi, Agav Urchech, Labadav Avichishtama. You know, while you're there, you know, take care of your enemy. Good. The Yesh Amrim, opinion number four. Bechotman nashaf bohen v'mesu, that he blew into their noses and they died. Shneamar v'gam nashaf bohen v'yivashu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar kapayim safek lem v'mesu. He clapped his hands and they died. Shneamar v'gam ani kapay al kapay v'hanichosi chamasi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omar aznayim gila lahem v'shamushira mipichayos v'mesu. He opened up their ears to hear the angels singing, and that caused them to die because you can't hear angels singing and live. Shenemar mirom mimusecha nafsu gayim. From your high ones, your nation should be scattered. Again, maybe that means that it wasn't even so much a punishment, but it was just a gilu shchina, and a mela they died in that way. But again, all different opinions. Obviously, a lot of depth to it. The common is shtar mehem. How many were left? How many were left that didn't die? Also, a couple of opinions. Rav Amar Asara 10. Shenemar ushaar eitz yaro. Mispar you v'nar yichtavim. A child could write them down. Kama nar yacholach tov asara. A child could use his 10 fingers and he could write 10. So that's why it's 10. Shmuel amar tisha. Shneim v'nisher bo ololos k'nokev zayis shnayim v'shlosha galgarim brosh amir arba v'chamisha b'si'ifeha. 4 and 5. 4 and 5. 4 plus 5 is 9. At the top of the branches of the olive tree. Pshuv ben Levi amar arba asar 14. Shneim amar shnayim shlosha v'chulu arba v'chamisha. Add up all those numbers. Rabbi Yochanan amar chamisha. Sancherev u'shnei banav nevuchanetzar v'nuvuzradon. Period. So that already is very interesting because Nevuchanetzar, he was one of the ones that witnessed what happened to the soldiers of Ashur, and he still was Nebuchadnezzar. That already gets us into, you know, the next couple of pages as we get into Nebuchadnezzar and other issues relating to other fascinating stories. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf I will give because it wasn't given last cycle. Mezeh Hashem, we will have daf tomorrow.